Good morning. My name is Chris Pardo. I work for Dun & Bradstreet. And I'm here to talk a little bit about D&B in addition to some of the integrations that we've done for Microsoft Teams in addition to Excel. So D&B, we've been around for a very long time, for about 175 years. So we're a 175 year startup. We serve over 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. And if you think about B2B use cases, they have two things in common. They have a database of companies and a database of contacts. So our data is horizontal across a lot of enterprise use cases, so things like supply management, risk, and also sales and marketing. And also scale. So because we've been around for a long time, we have a big database, 270 million companies, and then those records come from over 220 countries across the world. And we have this thing called a DUNS number. It's kind of like the social security number of a company. So each branch of a family tree will have a DUNS number. And once you have that DUNS number, you can pull in information from our database through our API or maybe a flat file process. And then the DUNS number is pretty pervasive. To do business with the government, you have to get a DUNS number first, and then you can transact with the government. So we're excited. There's two things that we've done. We have a plugin for Excel and also a plugin for Microsoft Teams. So for Excel, you can manage your customer list directly inside of Excel, and you can also manage your vendor list, and you can find leads directly inside of Excel. Microsoft Teams, we're really excited. It's modern chat software for the enterprise. We have an integration where if you're having a conversation with a colleague about a company, you can interact with a D&B bot and then pull up more information about companies. So I'm going to show you our integration into Excel. So Excel, I think we all know what Excel is. You can have a complex financial model all the way down to a weekend to-do list. We talk to a lot of our customers, and a lot of them, especially the mom and pop shops, they manage their customer list and vendor list in Excel. So with D&B, we could actually help you make sure that the data is clean, and it'll allow you to actually understand a little bit more about your customers and also your vendors. And all it is just a side panel in Excel. It pops up like that. And I'll go through a few clickable demos. So you'll open up Excel 365, and then you add the Business Solutions application. Click on Self-Service. Click on Continue, Sign In. And then we have a lot of solutions. So we have marketing solutions, we have sales solutions, we have supply management solutions. I'll click on the marketing solutions. And I want to build a list of prospects. So I click on Try. And I can build a list based on the company location, the industry size, the company size, and I'll click on load. So this allows you to pull in information from D&B. We pulled in 10 records. You'll see that we have things like Walmart, Exxon. We have the DUNS numbers on the second column. And then if we were to scroll right, you'll see a lot more information. So the address of the company, maybe the industry, number of employees, the revenue. So you can pull that directly inside of Excel. So another use case is, let's say that you get back from build, and maybe you had a booth. You got a list of leads, but sometimes the leads have really bad information. So you can basically take those leads, run it through a match process in Excel, and then basically we will use our matching algorithms to associate it to records in our database. And then you'll see on the right-hand side, these are the records that we have in our database, and we basically appended it to the records that you have. So you can basically get up-to-date information, maintain your customer list. If you have a lead list from a convention, you could get better leads. And then you can actually drill down into these companies and then append contacts to them. So let's say I want this contact in my database or in my Excel file. I'll go ahead and do that. And you'll see that I have the email address. So I could actually pick up the phone or email the person and have a conversation with them. The next use case is, let's say that I have suppliers and I manage them in Excel. I could basically pull or put my list of suppliers in Excel. And then same thing, I could basically use D&B to help understand like where they are. So we geocode all the companies and we could see, you know, where they are and also what their revenue is. So basically what we're doing is we're introducing very light CRM and also ERP functionality inside of Excel. This has been in market for about 2 years. Pretty good traction. I definitely encourage you guys to try it out. So in terms of our tech stack, so we use AngularJS, we use Node.js, Bootstrap, D3, Office Fabric, and we use table binding, matrix binding, and selection. In terms of the code that we use, it looks a little like this. And that's our table binding. This is the matrix binding, and this is the selection. The next thing that we've done is we did an integration with Microsoft Teams. So we're really excited about Teams. It's modern chat for the enterprise. So a use case is, let's say I'm talking to my sales team, right? And then let's say Marie wants to find a list of prospects. They could interact with a D&B bot and pull up a list of contacts or prospects in the aviation industry. So you'll see right here that we have a list, and then we return it back from the D&B bot. And you can basically pull in or find more information about those companies. So again, Teams, modern chat, it's included with 365. We like it. And then with D&B, it's D&B at your fingertips. You can pull in information about companies or industries in the context of your conversation. And I'll go and show you a quick demo. So here's our D&B bot. We could type in hello. So the D&B bot wakes up and it basically says, hey, I'm a D&B bot. Here's how you interact with me. So you basically say, find me information on XYZ company. So I could type in find me information on Nike. So it'll use a combination of Lewis in addition to our APIs to pull back a list of results. So it'll return back the top three results, and I could actually drill down. I could drill down into that company, and it brings up our Hoovers product. So Hoovers is basically a sales and marketing tool. Been around for a long time. We recently replatformed it. So it has things like alerts and triggers and things like that. But basically, it takes you directly into that company record, and you'll see a lot more information about that company. You'll see the address, the business description, the industries that the company's in, key executives, significant developments, just a lot of information you need if you want to find out more information inside about that company. So our plan is to put D&B Hoovers on the app source so we could basically have a better integration. But this is right now a prototype, and we think that's going to add a lot of value. So how does this work? We use Lewis in addition to the integration inside of Teams. Lewis is their NLP AI capability. We like it a lot. So the foundation is to basically identify entities. So we have two simple entities and also a composite entity, and we also have intents. So when I typed in hello, That was our hello intent. And then this is the testing and also the training of entities. So we found that was pretty easy. We basically just trained Lewis to understand a little bit more about the way that you should interact with it. And then here are some screenshots on how that works. And then the responses are all in JSON. And then we basically receive back some of the scores from 0 to 1, 1 being the highest. And then we could basically, so that's the company response, here's the intro response, and here's our industry response. And each has a score. And then the integration is fairly easy. So here are the search results. And here's some code snippets. So here's the bot builder and also Lewis. Fairly easy, we basically use the universal bot constructor and we initialize it. And then below that is the Lewis recognizer. And with those two lines of code, you could basically build the interaction process. And then here's how we actually do the tabs. So we have an existing application called Hoovers, and this is how we set it. So you can interact with a chatbot either one-on-one or in a conversation. This basically shows, okay, if there's a channel ID, then I'm having a conversation with the entire team and use this specific type of tab. So it's a gallery tab. And if it isn't, it's a one-on-one conversation, so I'll use a static tab. So this is a tab integration. So if you have an existing application, you could iframe it. Here's a configuration script. And then here's the content page. So the important thing here is the get context method. Basically, you get the context of Teams. And then from here, this member variable, subending ID, is basically the DUNS number that we pass to the iframed application. And that's how you go directly into the company record. And here's the manifest. So this is all the metadata. So I basically declare the description, I have the bots, I have the static tabs, and I also have the gallery tabs. So in terms of what we found for Teams, developer friendly, so testability, publishability, and also iframeability. So it was really easy to test locally, and we could also test it inside of a walled garden, so I could test it with my colleagues and not publish it out to the world. And in terms of publishing, fairly easy. We just sent the manifest to Microsoft and they took care of it. And then iframing is fairly easy as well. And then evangelism. We attended a hackathon about a month ago, and we were able to actually do a prototype in about a month. And then the evangelists are very helpful. We had daily meetings with them, and they removed any blockers. So thank you. So I know it's really early in the morning. I don't have any virtual reality demos, but hopefully this is helpful. If you have any questions, my email is partosc@dnb.com. Thank you.